The What Really Happened Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, February 19th, 2013. Getting through the month there. It just seems the days are flying by here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your concerns. Today, right now, the top story for me relates to the New York Federal Reserve and the gold bullion that is supposed to be down there in the vaults. We've been talking about this for months, about how more and more people are beginning to wonder if the gold bullion deposited there by various governments is actually still there. Germany wants their gold back. New York Fed says it's going to take 7 years. Switzerland's now starting to talk about getting their gold back. Venezuela just asked for their gold back from the Bank of England. Germany also asked for their gold back from the Bank of France and got a 5-year stall. Well, the Treasury Department, acting apparently on the assumption that we, the American people, would believe anything coming out of any department of the federal government right now, decided they were going to allay everybody's fears. And they went in to the New York Federal Reserve, and they tested 3 whole bars for purity. And they came out and said, oh, they're wonderfully pure. They're purer than pure. They're even purer than we expected. Nothing to worry about tungsten. They tested 3 bars out of some 32,000 on deposit for the U.S. government, on deposit at the New York Fed. 3 bars out of 32,000. Now, the folks over at silverdoctors.com got out their little calculators, and they multiplied 32,000 bars times the standard weight of the bar, and they came up with apparently 466 tons of gold on deposit at the New York Federal Reserve on behalf of the U.S. government. Well, supposedly, according to the U.S. government, they own 8,133 tons of official U.S. gold reserves, of which more than half is supposed to be in that New York Federal Reserve gold vault. So, apparently, quite a bit of the U.S. gold is unaccounted for. Some is supposed to be down in Fort Knox, but most of it is supposed to be at the New York Federal Reserve. And this is our first hardcore confirmation of what has long been suspected. The New York Federal Reserve has been using gold that belongs to other people, other governments, other banks, dumping it on the market to suppress gold prices, and leasing it out to cover gold futures contracts that come due to protect the commodities market. And now they can't get it back. Which means if the U.S. government succeeds in taking away your guns, they will come after your gold and probably your silver and your platinum and your tantalum to prop up the banks. And it's not just about grabbing the gold to give to the banks to cover the shortfall. It's about making it illegal for you to seek any other investment for your money other than what Wall Street is offering, to make you dependent on the Wall Street firms for your future financial planning. You're not allowed to go out and put your money someplace else. Just like you're not allowed to go back to a currency that isn't loaned at interest from the private central bank. Now, this so-called audit by the U.S. Treasury was supposed to provide this false sense of security in the financial system. But the numbers that were crunched over there at silverdoctors.com are only going to make the matter worse. More and more people are going to become very suspicious. Is our gold still there? And that's going to put more pressure on the New York Federal Reserve. And I know the U.S. government is using all their political and even possibly military pressure to convince governments to not come asking for their gold at the New York Federal Reserve. But this is going to make the situation worse. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about this report coming out of SilverDoctors.com, where the Treasury Department, in an attempt to allay the concerns of people wondering if the gold they have on deposit at the New York Federal Reserve is actually there, especially after that song and dance that Germany got about getting their gold back, and especially after that ridiculous editorial that appeared on CNBC, where they tried to make the case it doesn't really matter if the gold is there or not. We have a number on our little bookkeeping, and that's all that really counts. And the Treasury Department, in listing the number of gold delivery bars that they counted, inadvertently let slip the fact that there aren't enough there to account for the gold that supposedly the U.S. government has on deposit there. And this idea of testing just 3 bars out of 32,000 is ridiculous. Were the bars chosen at random? Or did somebody from the Federal Reserve say, here's 3 bars, help yourself, go ahead and test? The only way this issue is going to be resolved, one way or the other, is to count every single bar in every single vault all at the same time, so they're not just running them around on a cart when nobody's looking, and to run every single bar through an ultrasound to check for tungsten, non-destructive testing. And that is the only way they can put the concerns about the gold in the New York Federal Reserve to rest. And as long as they refuse to allow these countries to come in and count and purity test their own gold, the more and more alarming the situation's going to become. Now, getting on to some international news. Russia is sending airplanes to Syria to deliver humanitarian aid and to pick up their citizens. Apparently, they're delivering 50 tons of humanitarian aid, and they're picking up all Russian nationals who want to leave the country. Now, there are two ways of interpreting this news. One is that Russia thinks maybe Assad is going to lose the war. Maybe, maybe, maybe. But remember, Russia's Foreign Minister Lavrov sent a very clear message to Hillary Clinton that if the U.S. directly intervenes in Syria or Iran, Russia will turn it into the new Vietnam and wear the United States down in a war of attrition, which the United States cannot possibly win. The U.S. is out of money, out of materiel, out of manufacturing, out of men. That's why they're talking about drafting women now. That's how desperate the situation is among the war hawks here. And this is a very, very clear move because Obama is now talking about directly supplying arms to the so-called Syrian rebels, these hired mercenaries. They've been supplying the Free Syria Army, 95% of whom are not Syrian, covertly through Turkey. Now Obama's saying they're going to send in weapons of war directly to the so-called rebels. Because gosh darn it, they've been waiting 2 years for Assad to be taken out so that Syria can get a brand new U.S.-approved puppet regime. And it's thrown the whole timetable for the conquest of the world into the Al-Qaeda. Now, you probably remember not too long ago the story where Russian bombers were circling around Guam. Bombers capable of delivering nuclear weapons. And it was a message. And it was spun, ooh, bad old Russia sending their bombers into other countries like the U.S. hasn't been doing it all along. But you need to remember, Vladimir Putin verbalized the warning that these bombers were the punctuation of. He said any kind of direct or implicit interference with Russia's home affairs, all sorts of pressure being exerted on our country and our allies, is absolutely unacceptable. Putin is laying it out. The U.S. has gone far enough in its dollarification of the world's resource-rich areas. Russia understands it has to come to an end. That's why you're seeing all this Russia bashing all over the TV now. Ooh, bad Russians, bad Russians. Same thing we were getting during the 1950s. Oh, got to beware of the commies. The commies are coming to get ya. 99% of the Soviet communists I've ever met, which is admittedly not a large sample, were pretty cool people. I remember many years ago, before the fall of the Soviet Union, and back when I was still very much firmly involved in computer animation and visual effects and motion pictures, I used to go to the SIGGRAPH conference every year. It's a big, huge conference for all of us pixel pushers. And there was one year where a group of students from the Soviet Union, in the spirit of Glasnost, had been allowed to travel from the Soviet Union to Los Angeles to present at SIGGRAPH. And I stopped by their little table, and we just sort of talked back and forth. And their efforts were, to be very honest, relatively primitive. They were there to learn. And we talked, and we traded algorithms, and how do you solve this problem, how do you solve that problem. All very basic stuff, none of it militarily important. And after I left the table, some very sleazy guy came up to me and tried to pump me for everything the Russians had said. What did you tell them? Did you tell them anything they could use for weapons? I'm trying to explain Bressingham's algorithm for drawing lines off the vertical and horizontal on screen. Just primitive, elementary stuff. Computer graphics 101. And this bozo didn't even know what I was talking about, and he's writing it all down furiously. Ooh, gotta beware of those commies. Just insane. I was offended by this guy. I presume he was CIA or FBI or something like that. Now, over in Africa, the grab for the gold is on. Senator Coons is out there. Senator Christopher Coons, chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is saying the U.S. will likely have a more active military role in Mali. Remember when the French invaded Mali just 1 week after Germany asked for their gold back? And remembering that Mali is Africa's third largest gold producer. And they've been selling most of their gold to China because China has a currency that's actually worth something and can be exchanged for manufactured Chinese goods. So France invades, the U.S. is supporting, and we were originally told, oh, we're just sending in logistical support and supplies for the French. We're not going to get involved. Well, inevitably, Senator Christopher Coons is saying, yeah, more active military role in Mali. That means your kids, your sons, your daughters are going to go into Mali to conquer those gosh darn gold mines and make sure that gold is going to the Federal Reserve, who really, really needs it. Because, yeah, they may have gotten reckless with all that gold bullion from all those other nations, but really, they meant well. They're really good people. You should be proud and happy to sacrifice the lives of your children to cover up this fraud, this monumental gold fraud. Meanwhile, up in Israel, you probably remember there was this whole kerfuffle over Gilad Shalit, who was captured by the Palestinians and then eventually traded back to Israel in exchange for some Palestinian political prisoners. Well, apparently in the months since that exchange happened, Israel has just gone around and started rearresting everybody who got released. Apparently they changed the law to allow the IDF and Shin Bet to simply rearrest any released prisoner under any pretext, often relying on secret evidence, meaning there is no possible defense. So this is the way Israel keeps their agreements. Yes, we'll give you back your prisoners in exchange for our guy. And then as soon as they get their guy, they just go back out and rearrest the same prisoners. All righty, we're going to grab a phone call here. Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Beautiful day here there, Michael.
I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, did you catch that where China and Russia have now announced that they are dropping the U.S. dollar?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that yesterday, and it's just going to put more pressure on the U.S. dollar. Other nations are already talking about, why should we go through the dollar when we can just do business with each other? And that, of course, is a big reason why all of a sudden China and Russia are the bad guys. They're villains. Don't think, don't analyze, just take our words for it. You must hate.
Yeah, and in 79 when I advanced to my general license in ham radio there, I was talking to Russia all the time. And those kids there, same age I was, you know, like that, were all saying, you know, we have nothing against your country. It's all politics. You know, we farm, we raise kids, everything like that. We do everything you Americans do. He says, the one kid I talked to, he says, imagine anything that you're doing. And he said, hint, hint. He says, we're doing the same thing. He says, we have nothing against you guys. He says, it's our government's at fight.
Well, you know, it's like Kennedy said, we all breathe the same air. We are all mortal. We all cherish our children's future. And there is a great deal of commonality. And another encounter I had with citizens of the former Soviet Union is I got snowed in at the Frankfurt airport many, many years ago. And I just got to hang out with an Aeroflot crew. Now, there was one guy in there who was a total jerk, and I figured he was the Zampolit, the political officer. And the rest of them were really cool people. Their English was better than a lot of English I hear in the United States of America. And the captain of the crew, his son wanted to be a cosmonaut. And back then, you know, I was still sort of, you know, very proud of my career with NASA before I got into the motion picture industry. And I had a whole bunch of American space pins on the outside of my little carry-on, and I just took them all off, and I said, here, give them to your kid. And they were just great people. They were great people. They didn't rip my head off on first seeing that I was an American, you know. And it was just kind of a reminder of how much we thought we knew of the Soviet Union was really just more of these, you know, propaganda and lies. Keith, stick with me. We got to take a commercial break, but I want to hear more of what you're saying when we come back from these commercials.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. for now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Keith in Montana. And Keith, before I get back to you about your comments about Russia, I'd like to remind everybody of something from the stage play and later film South Pacific. And I know we normally don't go to musical theater expecting tremendous social insights, but there was this one song in South Pacific, You've Got to Be Carefully Taught, where they were really trying to make a point there. And I just want to read you the lyrics real quick. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people's eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. And that is an amazing, insightful piece of work coming out of musical theater. But again, the whole South Pacific was what was for the time a politically acceptable critique on what had been going on during World War II.
Yep. Hey, I got two more things for you, Mike. Did you know what Gil Reiner, I think his last name was, that worked at NASA?
The name does not ring a bell, but then that was a long time ago. So
yeah, back in 75, he had given me every single patch you could think of for all the Apollo Soyuz missions and then the two complete sheets of the 1975 stamps that came out.
Yes. No, we're all big on saving memorabilia. I've got a whole bunch of mint blocks of stamps and all these little coins that they used to have at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and my Snoopy astronaut pin, you know, which back then you had to be in NASA to get one. Now I understand you can just, you know, buy them anywhere and order them online, but back then it was kind of a unique little marker that you were actually part of what was going on.
Okay, and the other thing I was going to say is real fast, and I don't want to hold you, because probably other callers coming. But anyway, I noticed that out of Syria, all the videos now are coming from those FSA terrorists now admitting on camera there that they were paid, you know, assassins, and they list their crimes in detail too. They'll talk about how they took 20 out and slashed their throats and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's video after video of the Israeli mortar shells and stuff, videos of the Israeli rifles that were sent and everything like that, you know. And I think this thing in Syria is actually going downhill for the rebels, although I noticed on press TV it said that Israel's now accepting the FSA terrorists into the hospitals over there. So they must be really taking a beating over there. So I don't think Assad is actually going down. But I do.
I agree with you. I agree with you. This hired mercenary army has been working at this for 2 years, and every once in a while they'll score a victory in Aleppo or Damascus, which is proclaimed to the world that Assad is going down, and then a week later Assad's forces kick these guys out, and it barely gets a mention on the corporate media.
Yeah, and the other issue there was the videos of the U.S. I guess their citizens that are in there, and
yes,
I did that. Freeze frame on one of the videos there, and I asked one of the friends that I do talk to over in Syria there, and he said that is a Turkish bank bag, and so, and you can tell it's just loaded with money like that. And so I don't know if they're mercenaries or what, but there's Americans on the ground over in Syria now.
Yeah, we documented that about a week or so ago, but I'll tell you one thing, there's obviously no unified command structure for this so-called rebel army, or somebody would tell them, will you guys please stop posting these videos because you're undermining the entire propaganda campaign. And so
basically,
it just seems to be a lot of these little mercenary action groups running around doing what, you know, whatever it is that gets them more money and proclaiming their value to the world. And I think they see it as advertising, because as soon as Syria is pacified, or whatever euphemism you're going to use for it, they're going to be off into some other country. Working to overthrow that one. And so all these videos, I think, is self-promotion.
Well, you know, I think the timing of that, too, was perfect there, Mike, because you can read where it says the CIA was sending in all this equipment and stuff like that. And then, suddenly, they're recording all their crimes, and it shows them with their laptops, and it says they're recording with their cell phones, upload them to a laptop, send them off, and all like that. And what I thought was, gee, that's funny. And then suddenly the Internet goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was kind of a U.S. covert thing, like, have to stop those videos from rolling out of Syria, you know.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because Assad, you know, would certainly not try and block those videos getting out, because they're making the case this is not a genuine popular uprising.
You know, it's not a civil war. I don't care how the media wants to spin that, you know. There's actually scenes in those videos of the Syrian people shooting those terrorists in the back while they're fighting, or, you know, the Assad forces there. I mean, the Syrians are rising up and fighting back against those terrorists.
Well, this is where that campaign of terror these FSA guys were carrying out has now backfired. And like I said, when we saw the FSA committing acts of terror against the Syrian people, that's what told us it wasn't a genuine popular revolution, because it makes as little sense for them to do that as for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson to go around shooting colonial school children to try and build support to kick out the British. It just never made sense. Thanks for the call, Keith. Going to let you go.
All right, you take care, Mike. Aloha.
Got to take a break for commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Now,
more than ever. Killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. No video games or cell phones. A house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm. Then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as you're probably aware, North Korea carried out a successful test of a nuclear weapon a week or so ago. And of course, over in Israel, Netanyahu is jumping up and down saying, see, the nuclear test proves nations are going after nuclear weapons. And he's trying to link it to Iran. He's saying the North Korean nuclear test offers a lesson on Iran. He says, North Korea is proof the world must keep up pressure on Iran to prevent it from acquiring atomic weapons. Well, there is no link between Iran and North Korea, other than the one Netanyahu is trying to create to build the case for the Americans to go and whack Iran on behalf of Israel. Iran is a Muslim and Shiite country. North Korea is a communist one. The two countries have different cultures and languages, and while North Korea and South Korea have a long history of military belligerency, Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years. And of course, behind all of that, what about Israel's nuclear weapons? The world knows Israel is a nuclear-armed state. They will not sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. They will not allow IAEA inspections. They got caught trying to sell clandestine nuclear weapons to South Africa, the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to prevent. Germany has admitted they have known all along that Israel is arming their Dolphin-class submarines with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. Presumably, this includes the Dolphin submarines that were just recently seen cruising off the coast of Lebanon. Netanyahu is just reaching, grasping at straws to demonize Iran. He's still trying to sell that war with Iran to a war-weary world, a war-weary America. Let Iran take care of itself. We have so many problems in the United States of America that our politicians and our money junkies don't want to look at because they can't actually fix them. They're going to create an enemy and sell you a solution. Global warming, we need the carbon tax. Iran is evil, we must invade them. Iraq is evil, we must invade them. Afghanistan is equal, we must invade them. Mali is evil, we must invade them. They're using these wars to mask their complete and utter failure here in the United States of America. Speaking of Israel, apparently two Israeli banks are now implicated in a U.S. tax evasion case. We've been hearing about all these banks all over the world that were helping Americans to conceal wealth and not pay taxes on it. Now they've nailed two banks in Israel. The bank Leumi Le'Israel Limited and Mizrahi Tefahot Bank Limited to hide offshore accounts and income from the U.S. Internal Revenue Service. I wonder if the U.S. will actually bring charges against those banks. Rather pointless to do it. Israel would simply not allow any legal action inside their own borders. Now, let's get on to the gun grabbers, because they're really rocking and rolling. Apparently, the New York Times is reporting that the GOP is getting ready to cave into the Democrats over the issue of magazine limits, how many shots your gun can hold at any one time. And they're going on and saying that all of these mass shootings like Newtown, and then, yes, there was just another one out in Orange County, California. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Newtown, Tucson, Aurora, they all involved high-capacity magazines. But there's something else that is common to all of these shootings that we have seen at Newtown, Tucson, and Aurora, and that's the prescription antidepressants. And nobody in government wants to talk about that because the makers of these prescription antidepressants write these really fat campaign checks every election season. And nobody in the corporate media wants to talk about it because these makers of these prescription antidepressants are such wonderful and reliable advertisers. They don't want to touch the story. It's easier to blame the guns for mass violence. That's like blaming cars for drunk driving. It's a drug problem, and these prescription antidepressants are the biggest, most destructive drug problem the nation faces, more dangerous than the drugs being sold out on the street corners. And yet the nation will not face up to it. Now, as I just mentioned, there's apparently been another mass shooting in Southern California. There was a 25-minute shooting spree through Orange County, leaving dead and injured victims before the shooter stopped and committed suicide. Now, my first response to that is, if just one of those citizens in Orange County had been carrying a concealed gun, there would be only one dead body, that of the shooter. And again, we have seen this pattern before. Go out, shoot a bunch of people, then commit suicide. And it's always involving somebody on these prescription antidepressants. So we need to ask, we have to demand, what prescription medication was this latest shooter on? And all we get back from the government and the corporate media is silence. We're going to be talking more about prescription medications and problems with vaccines a little later in the show. Over in Virginia, story that's not going to get a lot of coverage. Homeowner has shot two intruders dead. Third one ran off. There's a reason for homeowners to have guns equal to or superior to the ones in the hands of the criminals. Now, here is something else you need to keep in mind. A study by the Department of Justice's research wing, the National Institute of Justice, has basically admitted these so-called assault weapons, these sporting rifles that look military, are not a major contributor to gun crime. The study concluded these weapons are not a major factor in firearms deaths, and admits an assault weapons ban would be completely ineffective in regards to crime. In fact, this report from the Department of Justice is saying there is no significant link between murder and these military-style sporting rifles. So why are they so hot and bothered to get these particular weapons off the street and high-capacity magazines? Well, because these are the weapons that would be most effective in a confrontation between the government and the people. This gun grab is not about crime. It's not about the safety of the children. It's not about any of that. It is about disarming the American people before the government comes in and grabs your gold and your silver and your sons and your daughters and takes them away from you without your permission to save the banking system. Now, one of the gun grabber arguments we keep hearing over and over again is you don't need an assault rifle at this particular moment in time. You don't need any of this stuff. Well, I may not need it now, but what about when I do need it? What about when I really have a crisis? What about when somebody breaks into my home, which has happened to me once in my life? Then I have to have it, and the government has no right to refuse a right to protect yourself, your home, your property. I was in Los Angeles during those Rodney King riots when the Los Angeles Police Department ran away. And I remember seeing that one guy up on his store in South Central Los Angeles. They used to call it Watts. With an assault-style weapon protecting his business from the rampaging mob. You're going to tell that guy he doesn't have a right to that kind of firepower to protect his home and his business when the police will not do so? The Second Amendment is about having weapons equal to or superior to those of the criminals and the rampaging mob when I need them. It's like a fire extinguisher. You're not going to use the fire extinguisher every single day, but you want to have it when the crisis presents itself, like just happened in Virginia with that homeowner. And the government comes in and says, you know, you don't need this, you don't need that. You know, that's not up to the government. You show me where in the Constitution of the United States of America the government gets to decide for the people what they need and don't need. It's not in there. It's none of their business what I think I need. I think I need larger paper clips in my office today. That's my business. The government has nothing to say about that. I think I need a flashlight in every room of my house. It's none of the government's business if I think I need a flashlight in every room of my house. I think I need a gun to guard against a home invasion from all the druggies we've got running around this neighborhood. And the government has no right to tell me I don't have that need. It's none of their business. Now, another one of the issues they're trying to come up with is universal background checks on gun purchasers. In other words, a nationwide gun registration scheme. And I know it's very easy to go along and say, well, yeah, I'd love a background check to make sure criminals aren't buying guns. It does seem to make a lot of sense until you realize the criminals aren't getting their guns from the gun stores. We just had a case where there's an epidemic of break-ins in police houses where the cops live, and they're stealing the cops' guns. The criminals will not be stopped by these background checks. It's not going to happen. If a criminal wants a gun and he knows he's got a record, he knows he's not going to go to a gun store, unless he breaks into it. And we saw a lot of that during the South Central riots. All the law-abiding citizens were up against that 15-day waiting period. And then the Los Angeles City Council, in one of the most boneheaded moves, banned ammunition sales inside Los Angeles County during those riots, which was a boon to gun stores in surrounding counties because everybody was driving down and buying their ammunition there. And it didn't slow down the criminals who were breaking into sporting goods stores and helping themselves to ammunition and weapons without the 15-day waiting period. And it's just another reminder, the gun laws do not affect the criminals. They never have. They never will. And as good as this background checks system sounds, it can't possibly work. It's just another scheme for gun registration so the police know whose door to kick down when they decide they're going to take guns away from the American people. I'm going to grab a phone call here. Jeff in Indiana. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, I don't know if anyone has ever heard about this or not, because I was just talking with somebody yesterday, and it reminded me of a story that I read about the Battle of Athens, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of that? We talked about it just a week ago, but go ahead and give us your summation.
Well, I mean, imagine these gun grabbers trying to do this to these veterans after they got out of the World War. Can you imagine what it would have been like then?
It probably would have been extremely violent. And you need to understand, during the Battle of Athens, these veterans got their guns from a local armory.
Exactly.
From the National Guard armory. And then after it was all over and they'd gotten back those ballot boxes, they cleaned the guns, oiled them, and put them back where they'd gotten them from.
Yes, they did. Yes. But, and you also said whoever shoots first loses. And they did shoot first. Not the veterans, but I'm saying that they shot from the jailhouse. The sheriff did.
Yeah, they absolutely did.
To try to quell this. And so they started it. And one of their explosives experts, they ended up blowing that door, in which that is what brought them out of the building.
And it was a very clear case of there was massive vote fraud that was going on. The people running the election, trying to cling to power and the political machine, were violating Tennessee state law. They were clearly in the wrong. They were simply trying to steal the government for themselves. We see a lot of that today in this country.
And yeah, this went on for like 4 or 5 years, this corruption did. And the people had even wrote letters to their Senate, which went totally ignored.
So yeah, absolutely. And they just went along and went along until finally reached the point where the people said, we cannot have this any longer. We are in the grip of a political machine that is continually hijacking the elections to stay in power. And they're running our homes, our towns, our counties, our entire state for their own personal benefit and not for for those of us who live there, the taxpayers and the workers. And finally, it reached a point where this was a legitimate exercise of the Second Amendment. To take a stand against tyrannical government. And so when people say it could never happen here, it already has.
Right, exactly. This is like the only time that I can think of, or I've seen this movie. And so if anyone, you listeners, can actually get a hold of this movie, it's great. But it's like the only time that I ever saw the Second Amendment be implemented or asserted in this country.
Well, that's exactly why the Second Amendment was there, and I think Thomas Jefferson wrote about the Second Amendment, was the beauty of it is that it wouldn't be needed until the government tried to take it away, which obviously we're at that point right now.
Well, I just wanted to get that across, Michael. Thank you very much.
All right, you got it. Yeah, we've talked about the Battle of Athens. It's not the only time. There was also the Tennessee Whiskey Rebellion. And that one may be a little bit more gray, and it was simply over the idea that the federal government came into Tennessee at a time when Tennessee saw itself as a sovereign state and said, you can't distill spirits unless you pay us a tax. And that led to a rebellion. And that's one of the reasons, if you're watching the TV series Moonshiners, one of the reasons for that whole moonshining culture is a resistance to federal authority, an assertion of personal sovereignty. Because when this nation was started, anybody could brew beer, anybody could ferment wine, anybody could distill spirits. George Washington had a distillery at Mount Vernon. It was a way to turn your surplus grain crop into another saleable product. And there was no license required, there was no tax on it. It was considered one of the basic survival skills. And then the federal government said, well, we're going to control it, which means they were going to tax it, which means people who were working to distill spirits weren't earning the profit from their product. the profit went to the federal government, and they saw that as an inappropriate extension of federal authority. Now, when I was a kid, you could have a still as long as you did not sell or give away the product. My grandfather had a still. These days now, just having a still is a crime, just like having certain weapons is now a crime. You haven't done anything wrong, but you can still be thrown in jail. All righty. Now, up in Washington State, their gun grab bill may have hoisted with its own petard. When we come back from these commercials, I will tell you exactly what they did that may blow up in their face.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
The boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? A preacher man his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And up in Washington State, they're getting ready to pass their gun grabber bill. And oddly enough, they have included within this bill a provision that would require yearly visits by sheriffs to all owners of what they're calling these assault weapons to inspect their homes and premises and make sure the guns are stored safely. No warrant required. Huge waste of tax money when you consider how many gun owners there are in Washington State, it being a very wild and natural area with a lot of hunters. And they're basically saying that if you own a weapon designated an assault weapon, you will have to let the sheriffs into your home once a year to simply ransack the place and make sure that you are being a good little boy or girl. Now, because of this provision, analysts are saying this Washington State bill might very well go down to defeat because of the sheer outrageousness of this. But this provision clearly shows the direction the gun grabbers are going. Warrantless entry to your home at any time they feel they want to come on over and make sure that your guns are stored properly. Look around, see if there's anything else illegal that they can bust you on. We're there. We're in that dictatorship. We're in the, well, like Germany, the Gestapo could just come into your home and just look around, make sure you didn't have an illegal shortwave radio or anything else they thought you ought not to have. This is the government deciding for the people what they need and what they don't need. And that is not a power given to the government under the Constitution. And this applies not just to guns and radios, but to pharmaceuticals. The government is now telling you what medications you need and what medications you don't need. Over in Missouri, they're considering a bill that would make it a state felony merely to propose gun control legislation. The nation is being divided over this issue. And again, getting back to CNN, Piers Morgan, you know, he's out there saying, why does a person need an AR-15? Maybe I don't need one. If the burglar alarms keep out the bad guys, I'll never need an AR-15. What if I want one? People have wants, and part of being free is you can meet those wants. Some people want a rebuilt Camaro from the 70s, all hot-rodded with flame paint jobs. That's a want. They don't need that, but they want it. Doesn't freedom mean the freedom to have what you want and not only what you need as approved by the government? I'm going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.